Welcome to The Joy of Motherhood. This is a podcast that's aimed at the heart of women who love being a mom. Or maybe it's for those of you who wish you were a mom. You're just aching to be a mom, but it hasn't happened to you yet. This is a podcast that's going to be for those of you who are empty nesters. You wish you could do it all over again, and your heart is still turning toward that singular occupation and calling known as motherhood. This is a podcast for those of you who are in the trenches of motherhood. Your daily life is about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, about potty training, about driver's permits. It seems like you are mired every day in the sludge of what being a mom is all about. So thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Carol McLeod. I am the mom of five incredible kids, mother-in-law to four, and then I have seven grandchildren who call me Marmy, and I like to call them the seven wonders of my world. Well, I always like to start with a question, and today it's a toughie. This is a difficult question sent to me by a woman named Sheila. And so this is her question that we have to approach prayerfully and compassionately. This is what Sheila said. Should my daughter babysit for two kids, age 7 and 5, with the 5-year-old being transgender from boy to girl? That's a tough one, isn't it? Oh my, the day that we live in, there are just tough issues. And you might be surprised at my answer, but my answer is to her, yes, she should. Yes, she should babysit for these children. Listen, children need all the love, compassion, prayers, and good role models that we can place in their lives. Children need heroes. They need heroines who are living a healthy life. So I would say to Sheila, if your daughter is in a good place and if she can handle this emotionally and spiritually, then yes, by all means, let her love these two little people, read books to them, play games with them, and just encourage them to live a healthy life. So that's my answer to Sheila. Tough question, but I appreciate her willing to be candid with me today. So if you have a question, and please send me some easy ones too, okay? I'd love to hear from you. You can email them to me at carol@justjoyministries.com. And who knows, you might hear your question on an upcoming episode. Okay, so now let's get into it. Let's dig into what we're going to talk about today. Let me start by saying this. Motherhood can be exhausting. It can be draining. It can be challenging. And it can be downright frustrating. There are moments on this motherhood journey when you are just done. You're done. You're done trying to be everything for everybody. Not only are you trying to win your children's hearts and to deal with their daily needs, but then there's the challenge of trying to impress your mother and your mother-in-law with your incredible mothering skills. You're trying to make sure that your kids turn out better than all of your siblings' kids do, better than the kids in the neighborhood do, and goodness knows you want your kids to turn out better than your pastor's kids do. And then there's the pressure of Pinterest, which in my opinion is a 4-letter word, by the way. And you're trying to pay the bills and how you should educate your children. The mountain of laundry grows in the middle of the family room floor. Motherhood can be exhausting. You might feel that at the end of every day, you're scraping the bottom of your emotional barrel. There's nothing left for you or for your husband. And I want to help you with all of that today and on our next podcast. I do believe that these years of mothering little people can be emotionally abundant years for you. And I do believe that there are several habits that we can incorporate into our lives in order to be a whole woman emotionally, even while giving so much away every day. You know, I don't believe that dishes in the sink, a mountain of laundry, a screaming two-year-old should determine your emotional health as the mom. I believe that God wants these years to be the very best years of your life. I don't think that the Lord wants you to turn 40 or 45 or 50 and have regrets over how you mothered emotionally. I believe that God actually wants you to treasure these years and enjoy these years and be the very best you emotionally that you can be. So my charge to you is this. If you will develop some emotionally healthy habits, I believe, Mom, that you will have what it takes when the two-year-old is out of control at the grocery store. You have what it takes. I believe that you will have what it takes when you've been up all night with a colicky baby and when your mother-in-law has the nerve to critique you. You have what it takes emotionally. I believe that you have what it takes when your husband needs you, when you turn 40, and when you have a teenager. So today, I want to share with you some healthy emotional habits for moms in the trenches of life. We're going to start it today and we'll finish it next time. So healthy emotional habit number one, are you ready? Remind yourself every day that you don't need to be super mom because you have a super God. That's right. You have a super God, and greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. But are you tapping into his strength, Mom, or have you pushed him aside like yesterday's dirty dishes? Have a quiet time every day. Listen, some days it might not be a quiet time, especially when you have toddlers and babies, but set aside time anyway. Set it aside. Some days it might just be 5 minutes, and that's okay. Read the word out loud to your children. Just choose a psalm and read out loud to them, or put on a VeggieTales for them, and you open your Bible in the kitchen with a cup of coffee. Worship with your children. Have a prayer journal. If you want to be a healthy emotional mom, you have to let God be very big inside of you. So put first things first. Prioritize your priorities. And God should be number one. If you're not healthy spiritually, you will never be healthy emotionally. Some of the things that I did when my kids were little is I would trade kids with a friend for the morning once a month or once every other month, and I would have my own personal retreat. And then the opposite month, you take her kids for the morning. You will never be the emotional woman that you desire to be for your kids until you put first things first, until you prioritize your priorities. Let me read you a Bible verse, and then we're going to go to healthy emotional habit number two. This is the Bible verse that I want to read over you and declare over you today. Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard, Mom? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to weary moms. And to a mom who lacks might, God will increase your power. Though young moms grow weary and tired, and vigorous young moms stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain a new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. And moms, that Bible verse is yours. The same God who spoke it through Isaiah is speaking it to you today. Okay, emotionally healthy habit number two. Emotionally healthy moms guard their hearts and their tongues. You know, one of the primary ways that we mother the little flock of people that is gathered around our knees is by our emotions and by our tongues. And I say it all the time, your tongue is not your problem, your heart is your problem. I've actually just written a book on this coming out in April 2018, that talks about the fact that your tongue is not your problem. It's the thoughts that you think and the emotions that you allow to simmer in your heart that is the source of your tongue problem. So, Mom, don't let your emotions control you, but you control your emotions. When anger threatens to bubble up and spill out, and it will, sing, pray, keep your momentary circumstances in perspective. One of the verses that applies to this is found in Proverbs 15, verse 28, and it says this, "The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things." Oh man, that's a good one, isn't it? Did that hit the bullseye of your heart? Or how about this one? Proverbs 16:23. "The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips." You know, I've talked with you about this before, but I think it bears repeating. Make a list of the things that you are allowed to say every day to your children. You get to say things like this: "I love you and I like you. You're a good boy. You're a good girl." You know, I remember when one of my kids was in the two-year-old years, and let me say this, they're not the terrible twos. Don't ever refer to a child as a terrible two-year-old. They are the teachable two-year-olds. And guess who gets to be the teacher? You are the teacher. And one of my children was just out of control. I mean, they dumped out my plants and ate the dirt. They spilled nail polish on my dining room table. Those were crazy years with this particular child who will go unnamed. And do you know what I would do? I would say to this little one, "You're a good boy. You're such a good boy. You are a good boy. And you're a good obeyer too. You are such a good obeyer." I would declare that over my child when I didn't feel it, but I would say it anyway because a mother's words are powerful. I would declare over my children, "You're smart. You're important to me. I'm so glad that I had you." But make a list of the things that you are allowed to say to your children every day. Now remember, we are talking about healthy emotional habits. And if you don't want your tongue to get the best of you and to verbally vomit all over your children, then you better make a list of things that you can say every day. And then make a list of the things that you are not allowed to say. You are not allowed to say, "You're driving me crazy." You're not allowed to say, "I don't like you very much right now." You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say, "I wish that I had never had you." No, don't say that to your children. Don't say things like, "You're just like," in a negative connotation. You know, every morning, Mom, while you're brushing your teeth, declare to the mirror, to yourself, and to the Holy Spirit, "This mouth will only be used this day to encourage, to build up, and to instruct my children. My tongue is not a tongue of anger. My tongue is not a tongue of frustration. And my voice box will never use cruel tones over my little ones." And then do it. Hold yourself accountable to that declaration. Determine that when a child needs correction or instruction, and they will because they're children, that you do it in a spirit of love and with words of kindness. Now, I tried to only yell at my children when there was immediate danger. I didn't always succeed at that, I'll admit it. I didn't always succeed, but that was my goal. And so that was a good emotional habit, that was my goal, to only raise my voice when there was immediate danger. Oh, I was firm. I was in charge. I was the boss. I was strict. I was insistent. When they were preschoolers, I'd get down on their level. I'd be on my knees and I'd say, "Look at me. Look at my face. Mama always wins. You have a mom who always wins." And, you know, I tried never to be cruel or heartless or overly emotional. Didn't always succeed, but that was my goal. The mom is the heart of the home, and you lead by example. Your home will only be as happy as you are, as kind as you are, as joyful as you are, and as peaceful as you are. You know what? If you're easily frustrated with your kids, they will become easily frustrated with one another. So, how do you guard your heart and your tongue? You make a list of the things that you get to say and the things you don't get to say. You pray and declare while you're brushing your teeth in the morning. And you think before you speak. You pray before you speak. So many of us feel before we speak, but no, we think and we pray before we speak. Number three, healthy emotional habit number three. And this will be our last one for today and we'll continue next time. Mom, give yourself a break. You don't need to plan Pinterest quality birthday events. I saw on Facebook recently that one of my young mom friends planned a Peter Pan birthday party for her children, and they sprinkled fairy dust, and she had her husband build a plank over a ditch, and they walked the plank. They made Tinkerbell wings, and you know what? I apologize to my kids, because we never did that. Your home does not need to be immaculate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Give yourself a break. You don't need to put on makeup every day by 6:30 a.m. Give yourself a break. You don't need to cook a Master Chef dinner, and your home doesn't need to look like it's been decorated by Joanna Gaines. Give yourself a break. Let me tell you this, Mom. The atmosphere of your home is so much more important than the decorations of your home. The menu of your heart is more important than the menu that you're serving for dinner. Moms, these years will never come again. So you should have two priorities during these years. And one of them is not Pinterest. Your two priorities should be Jesus and your family. Now, don't live in a garbage dump. Having a home in order will definitely enhance the atmosphere of your home. But a mound of laundry on the couch, Legos on the floor, and toothpaste on the mirror are to be expected in this season of life. It's the season of life you're in. When it's fall, there are leaves on the ground. When it's winter, there's snow on the ground, and you are in the years where you're raising children. So there will always be laundry to be folded. There will always be dishes to be done. Toys will always be scattered around. There will always be tinkle on the floor and toothpaste on the mirror. Let me tell you a story. One day after our fifth child was born, we lived in a very small home. We didn't have a lot of money. There were toys everywhere. There was laundry on the couch. The dirty laundry and the clean laundry were sort of mixed in together. Breakfast was still on the table. And my mom stopped by, and she was a very successful realtor at the time. She was dressed in designer clothes, you know, Armani or one of those. And she was on her way to lunch at an incredible restaurant. And I looked at her and then at me. I smelled her and then I smelled me. Okay, I had no makeup on. I had on jeans or sweatpants probably and my husband's t-shirt because mine didn't fit me. There was baby spit up on my shoulder. I was reading book to a toddler and I just looked at her and started to cry. She was like the epitome of perfection. And I said, Mom, I'm so sorry. My house looks this way. I'm so sorry. I look this way. And she looked at me and she said, honey, what you're doing is so much more important than what I'm doing. And you're doing great. And then she started to fold my laundry. Listen, emotionally healthy moms know that what they're doing is so much more important than what happens in the White House on any given day. What you are investing in holds more eternal significance than the gains and losses of Wall Street do. Moms, you matter. Every word that you speak, every book that you read, every song that you sing matters. So give yourself a break when it comes to cleaning, cooking, party planning, and glamour. Now, join me next time as we continue talking about healthy emotional habits for moms. The ones that you learned today were this. You don't have to be super mom because you have a super God. Healthy emotional habit number two was emotionally healthy moms guard their hearts and their tongues. And number three was give yourself a break. I'll see you next time on The Joy of Motherhood. So thank you for joining me today. Thank you for listening to my story. We're going to have a blast as we discover the joy of motherhood together. And as always, just let me remind you, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at carol@justjoyministries.com.